So we catch up on a regular basis with Dr. Ava Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic to see how things are going with the vaccine rollout. And she joins us this morning. Dr. Ava, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you both today?
Yeah, very well.
Great. I've found that even though I'm following it very closely, it's starting to get a bit muddled for me. Are you hearing that from your clients? Well, I just think that with the fact that you can have the Pfizer if you're 40 to 49 and above 50, you're onto the AstraZeneca. And then that's I'm finding that, that means that people from 40 to 49 will be covered before those that are in 1A and 1B, I guess, is what I'm saying. Just by a way the thing has gone with the rollout.
Yeah. I guess it does make it a bit confusing. And it also comes down to a supply issue. You know, we only have certain amounts of supplies of both vaccines, and so it's about trying to get the people who are most suited to each vaccine, the right vaccine, to try and cover as many people as we can. And thinking that those who got their AstraZeneca nice and early, we're in 2 weeks' time, we start our second doses, so they'll be ready to go. They'll be fully vaccinated, you know, within a few weeks. And some of the clinics that started a few weeks before us, so we started about the third week of the rollout, so they'll already be up to their second doses. So the people started nice and early, the 1As and 1Bs, they were already be coming up to 12-week shots. So I guess it's the best you can do, and you get good coverage with one shot. So whether it's one AstraZeneca or one Pfizer, you're still getting, you know, a reasonable bout of immunity from that.
Let's face it, Dr. Ava, we'll cut through all of the malarkey there. It was all about Steve. That's what he was worried about, all about Steve. Yeah.
I was just also wondering, and this is the clouding issue, if you've had the one AstraZeneca, how would you go if to hurry things up you were offered the Pfizer as your second vaccine? Can that be done?
Well, at the moment, they're not recommending that because what they've, you know, all the studies and the research has been done on having the boosters being done with the same vaccine. There is some research, though, showing that if you get a booster in the, you know, 12 months, 6 to 12 months' time, so if you have the AstraZeneca and you get a booster with the Pfizer or the Moderna that we'll probably be getting later in the year if it gets passed through, that actually gives you superior long-term immunity to just having a booster with the same one. But that's all still stuff to come because it's all still very new.
Yeah.
So for the moment, that's the advice being given is you should get your booster with the one that you had to start with.
Any word on the Johnson & Johnson? I've got a friend in Ireland who had the one jab Johnson & Johnson. They might give out free talcum powder with it as well. I'm not sure. But
baby oil.
They might do. No, not in Australia. So at the moment, we've only got the AstraZeneca and the Pfizer. The health minister announced that they're looking at securing some of the Moderna, which is an mRNA vaccine, so similar to the Pfizer, made in the same way. But that's got to get through our TGA approvals yet.
Oh, it's a very busy world out there. And talking of busy, I hear that you've had 10,000 cases through of various kinds.
Yeah, so we're a little tiny little clinic that started in April last year. And last week we hit 10,000 people through the door. So that's a mixture of testing. So we've tested in the order of about 7,500 people. And we're now vaccinating. We've done sort of 2,500. We're getting up to close to 3,000 people for vaccination. So that's great news. And it's good to see that the community is coming through. It's fantastic to see more people coming through saying, hey, I'm a little bit sick. I need a swab. And going up to the hospital and getting swabbed rather than having what I think I said to you a couple of weeks ago, that we had people who'd been sick for a few weeks wandering around and then going, oh, I'm sick, I need to be seen, can I have a swab? So that's great to be seen, doing the right thing.
Certainly is, and certainly 10,000, that's worth a round of applause from our studio audience.
Yay! And I can promise you both, your second AstraZeneca will be a lot less painful than the first.
Okay, fantastic. All right, well, look, it's great that, you know, it's not great that we've obviously had lockdown and what have you, but it's great that people are using the motivation behind that to go and get the jab. So long may it continue, and I'm sure it will. And Dr. Ava, as always, great to talk to you, and we'll do so again in a couple of weeks.
Fabulous. Thank you. See you later. Have a great weekend.
You too. Dr. Ova Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic. And
she knows it all.
She does. Yeah. She's one smart cookie.